Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Saturday. And you say, why is it festive? Because it is Saturday. Yes. We can do a little jingle jingle. I hope everyone is well. I am so glad and honored to be here with you. And if you didn't know where you were, you are with Move Around with Deborah on the Female Solution Radio and Television Network. Yes, we are expanding. A portion of our show will be televised. And I'm sure that you are all going to enjoy it. If you don't put on your enjoy hats, put on your potty hats, and let's get busy. Now, what is today's show about? Well, it is said that theater began way back in the 5th century B.C. I'm thinking theater or the art began way before them. But that's what we're talking about today, the art, the theater in particular. That's that active, real life where you can have some touchy-feely. Now, again, it is said that it started some time ago with one actor, and people would travel miles and days to come to the arena, those stone arenas. And you think those seats, those stadium seats are hard now. Ooh, back in the day, they were just stone if you could sit. But they would travel for miles and miles and days to come to what is considered at the time an epic event, a lifetime event. As with everything else, though, theater has evolved and touched our lives some way. And I think everyone's life at some point has been touched by the theater. And we still travel the world to experience the joy of the theater or theater, depending on what part of the world you're in, how it is pronounced and spelled. But today, that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to get to speak to some special guests a little later on. We are going to share with you some of the locations that you can go. I mean, theater, wow. Well, we'll get back to that. But, of course, as always, we want to start off sharing some important, and I mean some vital information for you. And if we are in a crisis of mental health challenges, so many have those hidden health challenges and we don't recognize it with a lot of folks. Sometimes we see people that are going through challenges and we don't know how to approach them. So I want to reiterate to you all, and I think this is going to be my mantra on each and every time I get to interact with you at some point, about the opportunity if you are challenged or you know someone who is challenged. First off, if you're challenged and you don't know who to talk to, you can't talk to your friends, you feel ashamed to talk to anyone that you know or who knows you, you are just fear, and this is part of the challenge when you're in fear. Please know that you can call the Lifeline at 988. That's the crisis hotline. 988. Please understand that we all go through challenges. It's not just you. But in your visual, in your circumstances, you are out there. You feel as though you're out there on the island and you don't know which way to go. You have many things pulling you from one way and you don't think that there's any relief. There is relief. But we have to believe that we can get that relief, and we have to believe that we're stronger than those demons that are pulling us. And sometimes we don't even realize that the demons are pulling us because that's just the inspection that we are in. But know that if you have a peak of understanding that I need help, or this is not normal, or this is not right, or something is maybe a little off, know that you can reach out to someone. Even if you don't feel comfortable while reaching out to someone that you know, or those persons that you think you know, they're just feeding into your drama. They're not giving you sound advice. You know, sometimes a friend and is someone that you just want to hear what you're saying. You don't want them to give their suggestions. You just want somebody to listen to you. Then find those friends. Or if you don't have a friend, of course, you know, a lot of times we our associates are not our friends. Hello. You got to pay attention with that as well. But know that there is someone out there, even if it's a stranger, that you can talk to that hopefully will just listen. And sometimes just talking it out loud, verbally, will help you get through those challenges. But remember, 988, you can call, text, or chat. Now, I'm not sure how, I'm not familiar. I know about the call at 988, but just like when you call 911. You call 988. Texting, I can kind of get with. But chatting, I am really not familiar with that technical aspect of it. But 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I know we travel the world, this lifeline is good. I know in the United States and in some cases in other countries. So make sure you call them. There's another call. It's called Safe to Help. Now, this is for those of us who see our associates and friends that are, and you don't know how to approach them, but you need help in understanding what they're going through and maybe try to help them in getting through that. Safe, the number two, help. And let's see if we could hear a little bit about what they have to say.
Hi there. I'm going to tell you a little about this new program called Safe to Help Illinois. Don't worry, it doesn't involve homeless. Safe to Help is designed to help us help each other. Maybe you or someone you know is having a really hard time and just not asking themselves. Maybe you know somebody who's being bullied, or worse, thinking about hurting themselves or others. If you don't feel safe telling an adult about the things that are happening around you, check out Safe to Help.
Here's the thing about Safe to Help. It's confidential and it's available 24/7. Safe to Help is not about snitching or getting someone in trouble. It's about helping one another out.
The app is the important part. Safe to Help is everywhere, and it's really easy to use. You can call, you can text.
You can download the free mobile app, and it's all over social media.
So what do you say? Let's give it a try.
Now, this was created to target those in the school age children, primary, secondary, and on beyond, I would hope. Safe, the number two, help. Safe2helpil.com or at safe2help. IL, or you can call toll free 1-844-4-SAFEIL. So that's you can see more information on Safe to Help on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and YouTube. And I know all of these because there are symbols there. I found it actually on television, and I was like, yes, this is what they knew. So, of course, I researched it a little bit, and I got this video from YouTube. So find out is going on with that. That is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to help someone who is struggling, as we all may struggle. Now on with weather. Yes, yes. Well, we know how the weather is across the country of the United States, and I can talk about that. Even in some of the typically warmer climate areas, such as California and Arizona and Nevada, they're finding it's a little chilly, which is unusual. And then we're having those dreadful tornadoes that are going across the southern plains, and then the snow and the frigid cold across the northern plains and now going into the east on the east coast. Implore you to all get those weather apps, get those television news apps, the weather, so you can know and understand what's going on in your area or in an area where you have a loved one and you're not there. Check in on them. See if they're all right. Make sure everyone is doing well. And if they're not, you know, try to send them a helping hand if you can. And if you're in trouble, if you're stuck outside or your heat's not working or, you know, the window got broken because of the debris that was blowing around and you need help, reach out, you know, ask. A lot of times we don't get because we don't ask. Now is not the time to be ashamed. Now is the time to reach out. And not because of the holiday season. Yes, we are in the several layers of holiday season. The Christmas, Kwanzaa, we're all going through. So, yes, we're all out there to help each other. Now, I want all of those entities to remember that in March and June and July and August, folks need help then, too. So I know you're giving and you're in the giving spirit now, but don't forget to give in those days, in those times. We need that support then as well. But prepare your vehicle. Even though you may just be going to the grocery store every now and then, make sure your tires are properly aired up. Make sure your battery and your windshield wiper juice is got a lot of stuff in it. You know, your oil is together. You have items in your vehicle such as a blanket, some water, some snacks, the emergency flares. Those are things that should stay in your vehicle whether you travel a lot or not. Because even if you're going down the street, we never know what may occur. Have a little bag of sand or salt in your car. If you get stuck somewhere and we can't get out, you know, you get stuck on that ice and you just, or in a snowbank, you can, if you have that salt or that sand or that cat food, not the cat food, but the cat munchy stuff. The cat, the stuff that they clean the cat waste with, even that will help you get some traction and get you out of your vehicle. That's what I want to share with you. Then, of course, if you're flying, we know to keep the airlines app active on your phone. Yes, those always help. Having those airline flights active on your phone. You never know when a change will come, and right now the change is happening all over. So be aware of that. Did you know, here's a little tidbit, I don't know if you know it or not, but as far as Southwest Airlines, if they change your flight and they let you know beforehand, like say a day or so beforehand, and you don't want what they changed your flight to, did you know that you can change it to something that's more appropriate for you and no extra cost? Yes. Read the fine print, people. Understand what you have. It is there and available for you. Read the fine print. So, I want to open up the mic. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Let's open up the mic. 312-721. Hello. Welcome to the call. How are you this morning, this evening, this afternoon, depending on where you are in the world?
Please ride onto 57 North toward Chicago.
Oh, hello. There's somebody.
I hope there's not too much background noise here. This is Naima.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Yeah, yes.
we're getting your direction.
Yeah, right. Everybody know where I'm at.
Well, we know where you're trying to get to. Well, welcome. See, now you're out there on the road in the Midwest, and how are the roads for you? We were just talking about traffic and weather.
Well, you know, it snowed a little bit, so there's just the lightest layer of snow in some places. Of course, you know, usually the snow melts on the expressways because of the heat from the cars. But you know, I'm not a big fan of driving in any kind of snow. But you know, if you live in Chicago, you get used to it. You know, every year it's going to snow, and every year the roads are going to be slippery until the salt trucks come. And there are a lot of cities that they don't have the preparation that we have. You know, we have a history with snow because the year that our first female mayor, Jane Byrne, got elected is because people were so angry at the former mayor, Michael Belanding, because when it snowed, the city was not prepared and people were stranded and they were angry and blamed him, so he didn't get reelected. So, you know, snow is real serious now. You realize it's a political issue. If you don't handle the business, you know, you could be booted out. So Chicago has been very well prepared to handle snow ever since then. With salt trucks, you know, as soon as it snows, the salt trucks are out, clearing the expressways, making sure people can get where they're going, making sure they can get to work, and keeping the traffic from backing up. So it's been pretty smooth sailing, and I always just urge people, don't go faster than the speed limit when there's any kind of precipitation, no matter how much of in a hurry you are in, like they say, arrive alive. You know, it doesn't take but a second for your tires to skid. And if you forgot your driver's ed lessons that you have to turn in the direction of the skid to get back in control of the car, you could easily panic and start spinning. And I've had that happen too before in my life. So the thing is to keep a cool head and just calmly try to regain control of the car. But if you're going too fast, you can easily lose control and start sliding and
stay on 57 north.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you definitely have to be careful. And just because the speed limit is posted one thing, if the roads are challenging or if there's precipitation coming down, be aware of that. That doesn't mean you go that speed all the time. You have to follow what is comfortable in for you and those around you.
North.
Right. Yeah.
Turn
her off on the internet now. Okay, so yes, that's the thing. You have to go with what you feel. And I've had people, I mean, I drive like an old lady in bad weather. People are honking and everything. I'm like, look, you are not going to make me rush. I'm only going to go as fast as my response time is in this weather. And if you're in a hurry, go around or whatever. I'm sorry you should have left earlier, whatever it is. But you're not gonna make me speed if it's bad, you know, visually with fog or rain or snow, and you know you're struggling with your windshield wipers to try to see 2 feet in front of you. You cannot go faster than the weather will allow. Like you say, even when you have a speed limit. And it might say 45, but if your visibility says you got to drive 35, that's what you have to do. And you have to use your common sense about that. And just because, even if it's not a lot of traffic and you got a, you know, clear road ahead, that still doesn't mean you can speed and be going 80, you know, just because there's nobody in front of you. You still have to pay attention to road conditions. And, you know, you can feel when the car is losing control. You know, we start hydroplaning, you know, how that is
traveling
on water. You can feel that. So when you know that that's happening, slow down, you know. And you have to pump the brakes gently. You know, you don't slam on them because you'll be spinning, you know, and then you're spinning out of control. So that's the thing, is knowing how to adjust your speed based on weather conditions. If there's ice, you know, you can hit a patch of ice and start spinning. I mean, it can happen in an instant, you know, driving over bridges. And I have a real near phobia about bridges. You know, I always like slow down to like 5 miles an hour going over a bridge. but you definitely do not want to have an accident on a bridge and there's water below. You don't want that experience. So,
well, we want you to be safe. We definitely want you to be safe out there. So it's time for our first break. Yes. I know we got so much to talk about it, and we have so many people to talk to today. as we move around with the board. So I want those of you who are listening to call and join in the conversation. Call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. That's 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak and share. Share the conversation that we have. And when we come back, we have someone who is holding on the line, 314-677. I will open up your mic as soon as we come back. Thank you for holding.
You can close mine. I probably got a lot of noise. You can close mine.
Okay. Will do.
Talk to you in a minute.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Like I said, we've got some speakers that are looking. But I just want to give you a brief synopsis of what today is about. Now that we got through our little preliminary stuff, theater is all around us. We're all actors in some way. From the womb, we are being shaped to play out our part in this world. I always say, we're all actors in our own play. Even before our birth, our actions from vibrations begin to shape our being. And then we arrive with various expressions of relief, joy, cuteness, and don't bother me. We entertain those around us in many ways. Some of our parents see us as the Gerber baby. Remember the Gerber baby? Everybody thought their baby looked like the Gerber baby. Taking pictures, sending it in to Gerber. Now, our parents expose us and encourage us to develop many attributes where we can become stars. Because, of course, we're stars in their world. But now we don't all become stars, or do we? We are stars in our own world, and we should be. We should be our own stars, and we should champion ourselves, even if someone else doesn't, or we think someone else should and they don't. We should champion our own self. So some of our first formal performances were in places of worship and primary school. Remember little kindergarten nursery school plays, especially around the holidays, and then family gatherings. Oh, how cute we were. Now, some of us stick with it, and some of us use this experience and training to go on and become professionals in other fields. You know, you have to be some kind of performer to be a successful politician. Yes, we're getting ready for that. So, as promised, I want to open up the mic to our first caller, 314-677. Could you introduce yourself? Welcome to the call. Just give us your name and what you want to share with the conversation about the theater. Hello?
This is Bianchi. I have a question to ask Naima.
Well, Naima is not on the line right now. Is it pertaining to the theater?
No, I heard you guys. I heard your conversation about driving slow and ice and what's that stuff, snow. What is all that? What are you talking about?
You say, what is all that? That's the little stuff, the precipitation, when rain freezes coming from the sky and hits the ground and the ground is cold because it's cold outside.
Where are you guys at? Where are you at someplace? In Iceland?
We're in the Midwest. No, not quite Iceland. Although,
I'm down here in the Delta region. We don't know nothing about no snow.
Oh yeah, but I'm sure you're kind of familiar with snow. You know, Antarctica is
some of the sounds of what you're talking about. I don't want to experience it.
Okay, well, that's okay. Now, what do you have to share with us about the theater? I know you're well-versed in the theatrics. Do you have anything you want to share, any experiences? Were you once in a theater, or have you experienced the theater?
No, you know something, that's something that that is an aspect of entertainment that I never had opportunity to share in. I'd be exposed to.
Okay. Was it that you weren't interested, or you just never came across an opportunity?
Well, never was that interested. So what are you calling? I see where you got your Kwanzaa celebration between the 26th and January 1st. Is that going to be presentation put on by the youth in the community?
In some cases, yes. And I find that in all communities, if you look at your local community print and newspapers and flyers, different peripherals that you have, they share. Some of the schools, the colleges put on different events. Of course, places of worship tend to share in with the Kwanzaa aspect. It's just so many different locations. Now, online, YouTube has a lot to share with exposing us to Kwanzaa and those types of things. So, yes, there is a lot. You say you're in the Delta. Now, I know that there are quite a few opportunities in the Delta, in those regions that do share in exposing the folks to the Kwanzaa living. A Kwanzaa was actually generated out of Tech, I believe. That's when it first started in the United States, in Texas. So if you are in that region, I'm sure that there are quite a few neighborhoods opportunities.
Well, actually, Kwanzaa was started by Ron Karenga out of...
I'm sorry, say that, please.
Pardon me?
Could you repeat that last bit?
Kwanzaa was created by a person by the name of Ron Karenga out of California.
Oh, out of California.
He belonged to an operation called US, United Slaves.
Uh-huh.
I think what you're talking about, Texas, you're talking about that other celebration. Juneteenth.
Yes.
Yeah, Juneteenth was something that occurred in Texas. But anyway, I hope people will enjoy themselves and see what happened.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. And now we're going to go to our next caller at 605-390. Are you there on the line?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the call. Could you just share with us your name and your response to the theater? Is it Shelby?
Shelby, yes.
Shelby, welcome. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Trying to get over this blowing snowstorm that we've had all week, and it's not over yet.
It's not. Now, what region are you in of the United States?
I'm in the Black Hills of South Dakota, Western United States.
Okay. Oh, well, I certainly hope that you're safe. Now, let me just, I'm so glad we have Shelby on the line. Shelby Lee is a historian, writer, and tour operator specializing in historic and cultural heritage of the Great American West. She is a frequent presenter at numerous history conferences and trade association meetings. And her early training, yes, was in the theater. And as she served a tour of duty as an entertainer with the USO. And she is also an Admiral, Nebraska Navy. Wow. That is quite a bit. So I want to first thank you for your service in the USO. And tell us a bit about this Admiral in the Nebraska Navy. I've never heard that they had a Nebraska Navy.
Well, it's very, very exclusive, as you might imagine. Nebraska doesn't have a Navy. But they do have a good sense of humor. And many, many years ago, long before I got into the business, I think it was all the way up to the governor, but there were some higher-ups in the state wanted to know how to get some publicity. And they just were brainstorming, and what was the silliest thing they could think of? Well, there's no water in Nebraska. There's a Platte River, which you can wade across. It's very wide, but... not deep at all. It's about ankle deep. And so they just invented this thing and started creating certificates and making big, big presentations to people. And I got wind of it, and I said, I've got to join that. I have to be a part of this. It's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. And so I campaigned for it, and by golly, they gave me a certificate, and I am now an admiral in the Nebraska Navy, and I can put it on my resume all the time, and I do get a lot of comments on it.
Yeah, I would imagine. But that's a good icebreaker. That is definitely a good icebreaker. Now, since we're talking about the theater, and as I mentioned, we all get started in the theater in one way or another when we're younger. So I would imagine being in the USO that was a part of your former years. Tell us about that. Tell us about your experience with that and how you got to get started.
Well, I was I had a double major in college, theater and history, and they were just merely my two loves. I was first a theater major, and I at one point changed schools, and just as soon as I got enrolled in the new college, the University of South Dakota, in Vermilion, South Dakota, the chairman of the history department called me in. I thought, oh, Lord, what have I done now? And he said, you have too many history credits. You have to declare. And I said, I already have a major. And he said, you have two now. So that's how that came about. And my whole career is based on those two majors because I use them both every day. When I'm even when I'm in the office, but when I'm out doing tours, being a tour director, or even sales, you have to be doing, you have to keep people's attention. And my favorite way of sharing history is with storytelling. I've done it with my children ever since they were born. I'm now doing it with my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren because if you can get kids interested in history, it will enrich their lives so much, especially if you don't say, now this is a history lesson. You don't do that.
You know,
you make it interesting.
We say here all the time that travel is one of the most educational aspects around. And what you just stated was it just gave carte blanche to what we share here. The educational aspect of travel and what it explores and how it develops the mind of folks who are in some cases suppressed. So I thank you for saying that and being that storyteller.
Well, as any teacher knows, if it's not interesting, forget it. You're not going to get through. And travel just makes it easy. All I do is, you know, I invented a phrase, I don't think it's probably original with me, but from the beginning, I started off just as a sightseeing step-on guide here in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and that expanded quite rapidly when people asked me, well, where else do you go? And at that time, it was just the Black Hills. I had three little kids. I wasn't thinking of anything expanding, but it did quite naturally. And I learned right away that people want to know the insights to the sites. And I realized that's what I was doing, and it just expanded. I do limit my touring area and that of my company to the Western United States because that's my specialty, and all of the people that I hire also live in the West, somewhere all over the West. I've got tour directors. And they all, I don't even have to recruit tour directors because they call me. There are an awful lot of companies who haven't caught on yet that that's what people are interested in. You know, why is Lake Powell so low? Who lived here before? Where are they now? There are just all these questions, and that's we provide all that information as a storytelling mode.
Yes, that I truly enjoy that. And
that's what brings the interest. You could pass by a rock, and it could seemingly just be a rock. But if it has history and you share that history, look at the illumination that it provides to the mind. You know, you'll never look at that rock the same way. And I know in around the world that there is so much history, and you say you specialize in your region, and you can immerse. That's part of being that niche and focusing in on that niche. And how did you get involved with the USO back in the day?
That was, I was still in college and doing summer stock, which I'd been doing for years. And the head of the theater department at the University of South Dakota, which I was attending at the time, found out about a program. I don't know if it was just for that period of time or if they still do it. But he, when he found out that they wanted to create some troops made up only of college students, he applied immediately. He was a real go-getter, and our school had been doing tours of the musicals, which are the most popular, of course. Every winter, we were already touring with those shows, and he got together with the Black Hills Playhouse, which is located in Custer State Park in the western part of the state, and it was started by the dean of the College of Fine Arts in the university in 1946, and he actually was my father-in-law much later. And he agreed to do this, that we would have the auditions at the Playhouse. The company would be have to participate in everything that we ordinarily did with crews and building costumes and sets and rehearsing, and also be a part of this USO troupe that was selected. We had auditions early in the summer, and it was quite a balancing act, and it was a lot of work. We were all young, and we were all thrilled to be able to go on this trip. There were only 15 of us, including musicians, actors, stagehands. We all did everything.
Yes, that's one of the things that I mentioned is even if there's a play that only has one actor, the supporting cast, mm-hmm. Talks about the stagehands and the sound folks and the costuming, and it's just so much that is involved with putting on a performance that is...
Especially a traveling troupe. Because
mm-hmm.
we were limited to 15 people, period. And that included the director who did not perform. So that left only 14 of us. One of those 14 was the accompanist. So now we're down to 13. So we were running on and off the stage and changing costumes and wings and doing... It was hard work, and we never, ever complained. I mean, we were in hog heaven.
Yeah, you know what, if it's something that you enjoy, even though it's hard and challenging, you don't complain because you enjoy it. Now, you mentioned something in one of your blogs, the hurry up and wait.
that was military. That really didn't have anything to do with show business.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. If you're in the Northeast Command, which is was based in Greenland, and we got to mm-hmm. several countries during the tour. And it was fall, so the weather is really bad in the fall. And for some reason, they had all of our transportation from one area to another in the middle of the night. They seemed to think that the weather was better, or they never shared anything with us, so we didn't know. And it was just Chinese fire drills. We would have to pack everything up, including not just our personal things, but trunk loads of costumes and scenery and musical instruments and you name it. And we'd be called, say, at 2 a.m. And by the time it was canceled at about 4 or 5 a.m., that whole day was just gone. And we had nothing scheduled because we were supposed to be at the next place, wherever it was. Mm-hmm. And that just went on night after night after night. But we were young and inventive, and we figured out ways to have a really good time, even though we weren't doing just exactly what we were supposed to be doing that day. Most of our performances were, we had two shows. We had a show that we wrote ourselves, which was a musical review, a comedy, and we had a Broadway show. And I don't know whose idea that was, but that was a very bad idea because the show ended up being Call Me Madam, which was a 1950s musical, really outdated. And it wasn't real popular. We ended up doing it just twice, that whole 6 weeks, because the review was a big hit, and we had much more contemporary music, and we also kept changing it according to the taste of our audiences. And it was all men at the largest air base where we were was Sandstrom Fjord in the middle of southern Greenland. That one was I don't even know where I was going with this now. We performed there a lot. And when we got an audience reaction that wasn't real popular, we'd just switch it out. We were all musicians, and and everybody doubled as a stagehand or a musician, or we had guitars and we all danced. We all did everything.
Yes.
And we just kept working on it.
Your husband performed for you, with you. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. And did your children also get involved in the arts as they grew?
Well, later on, we didn't have any children then. As a matter of fact, we were awaiting our first child, and they all grew up at the Black Hills Playhouse, as had my husband, because he was the son, one of the sons of the founder of the Black Hills Playhouse. He had a really long head start on me as far as the theater goes, and was an accomplished musician. He ended up being the technical director of the Black Hills Playhouse much later on, and our kids all got started there, all but one. But we did continue in the community where we live now with community theater. And there we have one family picture that I'm very proud of that has all five of us in our costumes for Fiddler on the Roof. And the kids were all townspeople, and Milton was a Laser Wolf, the richest man in the village. And I was the mother of the bride, or the groom, actually, who was getting married in the show. But that was much later, because as I said at this time, we actually got one couple who got married on that USO tour. So we were still having romances and things like that. And when it was a little rough when we got back after all this excitement and have to go back to classes again to do all of that.
but that's what life is about, and we depict life in our acting. Like I said earlier, we're all actors, we got our own plays that we perform in. A lot of times I share with folks when people come to me and say, well, they're just not doing the right thing the way I wanted it to be done. I said, because you are not in their place. You're not the main character in their play. Now, could you share with me, I'm just curious, because the theater, you can have events as small as five or six and up to thousands. What was your smallest theater? I'm sure it being a part of the community playhouse, it happens all the time. But what is your smallest arena, and what is your largest that you've ever performed in front of?
Oh, that's a toughie. There were some really large crowds on that USO tour when we were in the Sonnestrom Fjord, which was the largest Air Force Base that we performed, and Gander and Goose Bay also had pretty good audiences. The smallest, I would say, was probably the most appreciative, and that was also on the USO tour. There were 30 people. They were all Coast Guardsmen, and they were at the northernmost outpost of the United States services in the world. We were 600 miles from the North Pole. Those guys were really lonely. They were so happy to have us perform for them. And
everybody,
they just stuffed us into a helicopter and took us up there. That was not on our original agenda.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's different. That's really, yeah, see, look at how many, we at the beginning of our show, we talk about people who are going through a mental crisis and whatnot. In this instance, look and just imagine at the life that you may have saved being there for them. Even if it was because, like you said, they were lonely, they were going through, and you know what happens when you're lonely, you think you're against the world. But here's a troop, and I don't know if you were focusing on history or comedic or drama, but it was somebody else that they felt comfortable with and put a different face on the world to them. And it saved a life. It gave a smile and saved a life. So I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind holding, can you hold for a little bit longer? We'd like to continue the conversation if it's okay.
Sure.
I would like to go to our commercial break. You know, we have to pay our advertisers.
Sure.
So I'll be
Understood.
Right back, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Today about the theater, or theater, depending on what part of the world you are at or in. So we're also talking with Shelby Lee out of the Blackley House. She's in the Black Hills of South Dakota. It's kind of chilly up there. She's kind of stuck in right now, but that's what our life is about now, going through these challenges of weather across the country. If you're listening online, please join us. Dial in 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak and join into the conversation. Share with us your experiences in the arts, in the theater. That's what we're specifically talking about today, the theater, how you can travel the world and experience the theater. You don't have to just be in your own hometown, your own neighborhood. But if you are in your own hometown and in your neighborhood and there is a local theater, a play, a lot of the colleges, and I know we may not be able to get into the elementary school, they're all having plays now, especially, but there's security purposes, and I can understand that, but colleges and universities have plays, local community centers have plays, and of course, if you're in a larger city, there are the theaters. But with today's guest, we are talking about the many different plays. You know, we're talking about drama, comedy, and musicals. And not all plays have music in them, but what if you had a play that didn't have some kind of aspect of music? I don't know. We just can't get the rhythm. But it is many, many faces of the theater. And as we said earlier, travel is one of the best educational platforms that you have. And if you could travel, I mean, think about it. No matter where you live in the world, everybody, if they go and travel to New York, they're going to want to go to a show. They want to go to the theater, a live performance. Disney, I was watching Beauty and the Beast just the other day, and how Disney depicted its 30-year anniversary. And it was a mixture of stage performances, print, that's the pictures, the writing, and the cartoons. The verbiage is slipping by me right now. But it was all a mixture. And I was just at awe, as even with the characters on the stage play, the animals, how the set designs, how the designers, the costumes, they were just, oh, so amazing. And I saw one scene where it was the dogs, the wild animals, and they were actually the people and the beast. The design of the costume of the beast for the stage play was amazing. I mean, it just but have you experienced this? Can you speak on that, Shelby, about your experience with the costuming? And
there are so many different aspects to the theater, and you have named quite a few of them there, and so many different ways to be creative. We had people at the Black Hills Playhouse who never set foot on stage, but they were extremely talented in costume design, in choreography, in all of the other, the set design. You had to be really, really creative, and not just artistically, to work on the budget that we had there. The Black Hills Playhouse started off completely as a nonprofit associated with the University of South Dakota. They had no budget. They had to support themselves. In those early years, I wasn't even born yet when the Black Hills Playhouse started. But I saw that creativity still going on by the time I got there. My first year was 1967. And I got such an appreciation. I had really led a sheltered life by that time. I was in a Eastern girls' school, which didn't really allow for much creativity. And this is my second year doing summer stock. I also did a year at the University of Wisconsin the year before in 66. But those were just me tipping my toe into this wonderful world called theater. And it got me convinced to change schools, and I did end up at the University of South Dakota. Married the boss's son, as I think I mentioned before, and have an enormous cadre of friends now who have done, you name it, in the theater, in the professional theater. Many of them head right back to New York City after being at the Playhouse. Others get on to faculties of other colleges where they encourage other students to get out there and do some summer stock as well, because it's a wonderful stepping stone to professional theater. You make contacts as well as meeting all these other really talented people. It was a magical time for me, and I have so many of those friends still on my Christmas list, as we say, working on right now and remembering all of these. I have a good friend who rose all the way to the top of fundraising for the arts in this country. She started off with South Dakota for the Arts. She kept at it, and she ended up at the top of the ladder. Along the way, she worked for Joe Papp in New York City in all of those plays that he produced out in the open. She worked for him for years. She traveled with traveling shows. Ain't Misbehavin' was one of the shows I remember that she worked on. She was a behind-the-scenes director, and I know so many people like her that did very, very well in the theater, made wonderful friends, learned from other talented people. That's the biggest thing that I got out of my time in the theater, was just being in awe of all these other people, some of whom were younger than I was, had different talents that I didn't even know existed. And it's just a wonderful education.
Yes. So much. But, you know, we kind of touched on something. It's a struggle. it's not easy.
No, oh, that will last. Anything worth doing is worth doing right.
Right. That is so true. And, you know, it's not a monetary thing that it's not something that you're going to get rich quick on. But
I think most students of theater understand that even in the beginning. They may have stars in their eyes. I certainly was all ready to go to New York and knock on doors, which
right.
is the expression that we all used. I didn't do that. I was headed towards motherhood and all kinds of other things, and I've had a wonderful career and hopefully can resurrect it from the COVID mess of travel and providing these experiences for my passengers. I like to call them my participants, because we all are contributing to the experience. I bring along the history, but a lot of them know a lot of history too, and we share that. And it just mm-hmm. makes the experience, instead of just looking at pretty sights, which you can do all day and all night in Utah, for example, there's wonderful, beautiful places out west here, but it still needs more meaning with it and gives more to the experience if you know what happened there, who lived there,
yeah.
where do they live now, are they still here, are they all gone, and there's so much to be learned.
And you've shared something just a moment ago in saying that you and your participants share stories with each other. It's not
mm-hmm.
just you
Absolutely.
Telling the story. You're gaining information from them as well. And that's a wonderful thing. That is fantastic. We have another caller that is waiting. I apologize for having you wait so long. 312-602. I see that you're here and you're interested in sharing something. Give us your name and your topic about this subject, the theater, as we talk.
The theater is now in order. Thank you so much. Hi, Deborah and Naima. It's Zelda, host of Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Female Solution and on the Higher Learning Network TV show. And that is I am so enjoying this show, especially after attending the debut last night of The Queens of the Policy, starring Arthur Barnes. It was written, produced, and directed by Jemilita Tillman. You know, that's Dorothy Tillman's daughter, right? Right there at the Harold Washington Center.
Yeah.
47th and King Drive. Oh, it was a wonderful experience. Girl took us back to the times when policy was in where it originated. I put it like that. Policy was the lottery.
Yes.
The powers that came along took the policy that was generated in the African American, the black community, the indigenous community, and turned it into the lottery. But we got a chance to see, even though we knew most of us sitting in the audience were over 50, so we remember these times when we were kids, when mama used to send us to the, or dad used to send us to, you know, put 25 cent on this number on 36-21-89 or something like that. And that's how the show started out. It was simply phenomenal. The acting, the singing, the choreography. Oh, it was a delight to be there, not only because it was at the Harold Washington Center, which is an icon in the black community, but the fact that the people came out in the cold in Chicago, and it was snowing and sleeting and raining. The weather was horrible. But, baby, once we got inside, you forget all about that.
Oh.
Because, they have done such a phenomenal job with that location.
Mm-hmm.
And I've posted the pictures on and the videos on our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. I'm going to put them on YouTube, but right now they're on Facebook. Higher Learning, Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show. Wish you could have been there, Deborah. Excuse me, and anyone else listening, too, it's still there. It's going to be a limited engagement here in Chicago. And then they're doing a global tour all over the world. How about that?
Oh, okay.
So the world will get a chance to see where policy originated from. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, where? It is where policy originated from, and they turned it back. Yeah, they turned it into the lottery. Just spill everything we do.
So now, Therapy is in South Dakota. She's in the Black Hills, so I don't know if they had that type of thing going on, but
if it was
had,
black folks there,
she came up in the Black Hills Playhouse, which is a small playhouse, and also she got her start in the USO. So she's familiar with small theater, just like the theater that you visited last night. I consider, I love that edifice, well, that platform. I think that's a small, I don't want anything larger.
Yeah,
but
that's
hey, I'm
doable.
Familiar with Chicago too, and I used to go to school there on the South Side.
All right.
So I'm very familiar with Chicago, winter and summer, and I'm jealous that you got to go see that show and I didn't.
I bet you're not jealous about this weather.
Well, no, I've got my own problems here with weather. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
But the good thing is traveling. And you know something that I find a lot of art on the internet. I tell you, this internet is awesome.
Yes, it is.
You can Google and fix a car on the internet, and I see a lot of plays on the internet, and I just so enjoy that. You know, I have to make sure
too.
That my Wi-Fi is up to par. You know, yes. So, if you are out there and you don't get to go to a physical playhouse, which we totally enjoy, I mean, you could be immersed.
It's an experience. It's not just a play. It's an experience.
I got something else going on here
with our team of folks Monday through Friday. Oh, now somebody accidentally pushed a button. That's all. Yeah.
Don't care with Jody.
I apologize for
Oh, that's the
Thursday
promo for the weekly show. Yeah, that's what that is.
Friday. Did I start?
Well, being with
Saturday. Just let it play out. It'll be fine.
First Saturday.
Okay.
Second Saturday. Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday. Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are a part of the solution.
Yes. That's Naima coming in. There she is.
And you are watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And we are joining...
Are you online as well? Oh, there it is. There's Naima. I'm going to click the link to join the video.
Okay, great.
At the theater. And we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And we'll gladly take your call.
And if you take a look at enjoying culture around the world, as we move around with Deborah, and let me bring in my disguise of the microphone. Hello. Fine. I just want to make sure we're not getting an echo
And I'm going to ask Chevy and Zelda, who are online, are you receiving the audio okay?
I got the audio, but I'm going to hang up because I'm now in the backstage for StreamYard,
okay,
for the broadcast.
Great.
Okay.
And Chevy?
Yes?
Chevy, can you hear me?
I sure can. I couldn't
okay,
get connected on, online, but so I'm looking at your webpage, but I couldn't get anything out of it. So I called in, and that was working fine.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So are they okay with the sound?
Yes. Yes. And Zelda is coming in. See, Chevy, we aren't technicians either.
I warned you about me. I need all the help I can get.
All right.
I'm amazed I did it in just two
let's
steps.
Bring in our other sister.
Mm-hmm. There she is. Now, how can I get Chevy in on the conversation?
Is she on
yes.
The switchboard?
Yeah.
Did you put your phone on speaker and we can hear her voice as well?
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, there she is. Okay, so welcome, Naima. We're so glad that you're joining us as we immerse us in this show talking about theater. Zelda was just sharing with us the playbills. Yes, I love playbills. You know, I used to throw away playbills. I'm going to start saving my playbills because I just, you know how we say we're cluttering.
Mm-hmm.
But my last show was Lady Sings the Blues.
Ooh.
Yes.
That was a good one.
John Ruffin out at another smaller theater, a neighborhood theater out in the suburbs of Park Forest. It's called Theater 47. I love it. I love it. It's just a nice, small, intimate theater. And we just have a fabulous time, and he has so much going on. I think that the smaller, intimate theaters are more immersive than the others. That's just, okay, my opinion, my genre.
You can actually find quality at any size. It's more intimate. I agree with you there.
Put a phone on the wall, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. Chevy said that it's more intimate.
I want to take a picture of.
Yeah, it's more intimate, these smaller venues. And you can't beat it. It's like being a part of it.
Yes, you are.
I love it.
I guess you get a chance to talk to the staff. The cast, I should say.
Yeah, and take pictures.
Yeah. Video. I got plenty of
The superstars in the making.
Yep.
My son was in a play several years ago that Gene produced. When Gene was producing plays.
Oh, yeah.
And my song and what is this the series? Is it Chirac? Not Chirac. The series.
Is it Chicago or something? Because Chicago's got several series.
Chicago
Fire.
Well, this is the one that one of the main characters.
Her friend is also, I know what she's talking about, the one that LaDonna Tittle.
The one that LaDonna Tittle was in.
The Shy.
Okay. The heavyset young fella.
That was your son?
No, that's not my son, but he was in the play. He and my son were in the same play together. Dean produced us all when he was younger. So... okay, we were with stars, but
just didn't know it.
Yeah, my mind is, you know, I am bad with names. Just 50 here. Okay, so I got a 50 in my background. That's for the years that I've been with my husband. Not married, but with my husband.
But still together.
I know.
I mean,
and the birthday is the birthday is for my day. This day is my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I know. Happy birthday. I love you.
And you have many.
I will.
At least 50 more.
Yeah, I hope I can get around as well as I can get around now, because I don't want to get no work.
Mobility is key.
Yes.
That's the juncture of life.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why, you know, we have to live life to the fullest. And being in a part of the arts, and just you have to. I love cruising, and I always say cruising, you can encompass so much. A lot of people say, oh, too much water. I'm like, forget that. I'm not there to swim. I'm there to cruise. But on the cruise ship, there are also theatrical arts that's going on. You got karaoke is one. You've got the plays, and you got some major plays that are going on. So,
talent shows.
Yes.
It is. Comedians. Hilarious.
So much.
That you've heard of. Funny as the day is long.
And some that you have heard of. Some familiar shows. Look at all of the.
J.J. Walker. J.J. from Good Times. Always on a
cruise. Always on a cruise. Yes. The entertainment, the monetary value for cruising is so encompassing of everything.
All inclusive.
It's all inclusive. And you have a captive audience. You know, even those companies who want to have meetings, you know, a lot of times you have a meeting, you do a meeting planner, and if you have a meeting at another resort or something, you may lose people. You may not have, you've got the expense of the meals and the activities and the rooms. But on a cruise ship, it's all together. You go and see them, and you can have the rooms, the meeting rooms. You can reserve a free meeting room. In some cases, the audiovisual is included. The internet, you've got that. So it's a win-win situation for meeting planners to get involved in the cruise line. But I think about it. We have the dinner theater. Remember the dinner theater?
That's how I went to it. Number 109.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I went to a dinner theater. Very, you just feel so elegant. You know, you sit at the table and, you know, the performers and everything.
Yes, we have many of those, and not even just in our area. If you want to get away, I know in the Black Hills, they have dinner theater. Am I right, Shelby?
Not per se. And actually, with the theater people, we're not absolutely fond of dinner theaters because a lot of times they're done on the cheap and they have all of the actors and actresses waiting tables when they should be on the stage singing their heart out or whatever. There are problems from the artist's side. But there are a lot of them out there, and I've been in some really, really good ones.
Yes. I know
it's just a different – you have to – dinner theaters are really hard to do from a business angle to make money. They come and go so fast.
To make money.
And that's do like dinner theaters as a participant or as an audience. But as an actress, I wouldn't want to do it.
You say you wouldn't want to do it. I know the mechanics. I'm not sure about the mechanics, but I know that almost every small theater when I travel, it includes a meal and mm-hmm. and the dinner. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if it's based off of the restaurant, and then they brought in the theater. And I know when we go to the Amish country, part of the country in Indiana, and that's beneath Indiana. They have great playhouses with, of course, you know, they feed you very well. But one of the things that I spoke earlier about Disney doing with Beauty and the Beast. The Lion King, I never was
willing. I saw that in the theater.
Yes.
That is a whole different experience.
It
you know,
is.
The costumes, the difference with the animals, the, you know, maneuvering the
Yes.
That you have to use the, you know, walk and everything to portray and a four-legged animal.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I saw the movie and I saw the stage presentation. I enjoyed both. But there's definitely a lot of mechanics involved in theater producing something like that. You know, when you're supposed to portray like a herd of animals or you know all the visuals.
Right.
When you're doing live stage production.
A large cast.
Yeah,
a large task to involve that.
Don't forget, Deborah, we got off the subject very and moved away. But on a cruise, there are plays on the cruise.
Yeah.
And you have not lived. For anybody listening or watching, I know your life may be fabulous, but you have not lived until you had the cruise experience.
You haven't. You know, that's one of their models. You have not lived until you cruise.
So that
means that you all you ladies, including you, Kelly, are joining me on our fabulous cruise in October.
Where?
We're going, actually, this is a port that I haven't been in a long time, out of Long Beach. You know what is preferable to have your passport? Oh, that's something else I didn't mention in the beginning, in the transportation, the real ID is they changed the date again.
In May or something? Or March?
No, 2 years from now. They've changed the date again.
Okay. Yeah. What's the real ID? A domestic passport kind of thing, but everybody's supposed to have one?
The real ID will allow you to fly in the United States. You have to have a real ID or a passport. Now, passport supersedes all identification, unless you're driving. But the real ID allows you to travel state to state. You see, we've gotten into this political thing about each state has their own jurisdiction. So now, because of that, I don't recognize your regular, like, say, state of Illinois identification, if you were to go to Massachusetts, you may not, So this is where they came up with the real ID. And when you get your identification renewed, it's good because you can, when you get it renewed, make sure you find out the documentation that you need to take with you to get the real ID. Okay? And that's for driver's license or just regular identification.
Oh, yeah.
And it is additional identification that you need to take with you to identify who you are for the real ID. And please don't let folks tell you. Now, the passport application requirements or procedures have changed, but don't let someone tell you that a passport card is good for you to travel in when you're going out of the country.
Passport, how do we is Phil Shelby's name? I want to make sure I share.
Okay. Chevy, it's not Shelby, it's Chevy. S-H-E-V-Y.
Shelby's a real name. Mine is made up.
Chevy,
okay. And Chevy, where's Chevy?
Her last name is Lee.
Chevy Lee.
Yes, and she's out of the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Now, is this cruise going to American place or?
No, we're going to Mexico. It's
Mexico.
Yes, it's leaving out of Los Angeles or, you know, that port, and it's a 7-day cruise. It is in October. I think it's October 14th.
Yeah, you need a passport for that.
Oh yes, you definitely need a passport. I believe you need a passport anyway, because you never know when the opportunity for you to travel somewhere comes up at no cost to you or very inexpensive,
right,
and you want to go. So you need to have a passport, and your passport should be active at least for 6 months in the future, only because you don't want to be in a situation where you're gone somewhere and it expires, and requirements will hold that you have to have an effective passport. So they last for 10 years. Invest.
Yeah. So I got a question about, I guess, the adjacent areas to the United States. You do need a passport for Canada or you don't? In other words,
yes.
Do you?
You need a passport for Canada and for Mexico. You can use a passport card, if you're driving over the border.
Okay. And what about areas like Hawaii where you can't drive to Hawaii? But
that's still part of the United States.
So you don't need a passport for that?
No, you do not. But it's always good to have a passport.
just
in case. And then the Virgin Islands. You don't need a passport because it'll be U.S. property.
Saw that.
And Puerto Rico, you don't need one.
Puerto Rico, okay.
But again,
are there cruises going to Puerto Rico? Are there cruises going to Puerto Rico?
Yes. I believe there's a cruise that has begun again in Puerto Rico. And then I believe there is one line that's flying. If you fly into Puerto Rico, it cruises out of Puerto Rico.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. I know before all of this shut down and before the weather challenges came about, we had them and they were beginning to add up. But, yeah.
And I know this might be a dumb question, but...
No question is dumb, no matter how often we read the answer.
Okay, how far in advance are things predictable, like hurricanes? I mean, I know weather patterns are usually predicted, like you have a false farmer's almanac, and they could predict, like, 7-year patterns. But something like hurricanes, is there some kind of an almanac that predicts when, you know, a hurricane is expected to reoccur someplace? So if you're planning a cruise to one of the islands or something, you can, you know, look it up and see, okay, are they due for a hurricane? I mean, you know, is there record of that sort of thing?
Not that I'm familiar with. I don't know. Chevy,
like anything else, you go by averages. And Mother Nature's been throwing some things at us recently so that the averages don't mean nearly as much as they used to. Like there is you could look it up in some kind of an almanac, I don't know what kind, that there is a hurricane season, and it starts in September or something like that. But that is based on historic fact, not what is necessarily happening today. And there's scientists working on this saying, you know, we got to reconfigure some things here because it's just not the way it used to be. And not just with hurricanes, with just about anything.
Anything,
I don't remember a snowmageddon like we had this week. Actually, the last one we had was in early October, several years ago. That didn't teach us much. It's December now. Now we wouldn't
what'd
expect
you call it?
Snow, you would think.
Snowmageddon.
Yeah, well, or winter, they call them winter storms now, you know. These
so the
weather
only
people
thing
are
that
getting
we
sophisticated.
Is insurance. Travel insurance. Don't leave home without it. And when you're booking
yes,
your travel,
very
now
good
we're
advice.
Booking our travel a year, 2 years in advance. You get travel insurance. It's an investment that you're protecting. You have life insurance. You don't want to use it.
You never have any insurance, but you have it when you have to use it.
Right.
Exactly.
It's not needed and needed is not added.
It's a protection. So now one of the things that I do look at, if I know I have a client or I know I'm traveling, is for the hurricanes, I look at those winds coming off of the south coast of Africa.
Ooh.
Because that's where that weather, that's where those hurricanes generate. And you follow the path. And sometimes they go down along the Gulf, and sometimes they come up on the East Coast. You find that if you want to travel to an island, so to speak, travel to an island that doesn't have many of those anomalies, like Aruba. You'll be in Aruba all the time, but they don't get many hurricanes.
You really got to just kind of research and, I don't know, Google hurricane, you know,
no.
Like where were the hurricanes or whatever.
You know, you never know. With the way that the weather is changing now, you never know what's going to happen. You cannot predict it, especially when you're planning travel. So when you're planning travel, plan for that insurance and plan not to go or change if you go, but it protect your investment.
Mm.
Yeah, that is key. That is key to the element. Whether you're going to a play, you're going to a passion play in Germany.
Mm.
Yeah, you know those passion plays. But if you don't want to go to Europe, you could always see a flash and play here in the United States.
Yeah. You know, speaking of theater, I remember one theater performance that we went to, and I think one of the stars was from New Orleans, and it was during that time where the hurricanes, the floods had hit, and they couldn't get a flight out, and so I think they had to have an understudy or something because they were not able to to travel,
right?
Disaster happening where they live. So I mean, those things they can affect a lot of things. You know, they can affect a lot of lives. You can't travel because there's a weather condition. You know, and you gotta be on stage. I don't know. I guess that's why they always have an understudy.
Yes. And that's why they tell them to break a leg so the other. Jersey Boys, that's the name of the play that was on the cruise ships on, I think, a Royal Caribbean line last year.
Ooh,
Jersey Boys. So top of the art.
Yeah.
You know, it's not no little bitty, unknown thing. And some of the performers, of course, everybody has musical performers and the comedic performers. So, but the drama.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was exhilarating if you've ever produced a play. I think that the first time I produced a play, and we had to stop a museum, my side cast, we had dancers on the wall, the whole bit. The title of it was A Hip Hop Journey with the
Handstand.
That was exhilarating. And one of the people who performed in that play is now an Oscar winner, Mahershala Ali. You know, he's a very good friend of her husband or something. I'm like, hmm. You got to reintroduce that.
Right, right.
Movie. But you never know. So many people start out in the theater, and you never know where they're going to ascend to and where they're going to go. Everybody who's mega famous now, a lot of them started out.
They started out. Right. Yeah. They started out in the theater, and then now they're aspiring to get their Tonys. Those are the Emmys of the theater, the Tony, the Tony Award. Yeah, I give me a Tony.
Where are you going this morning? Where are you putting our clothes? Well, I'm going to go.
Y'all
don't get the joke, girls.
Yes. So I just love the theater. I like the theater things now, like the concerts that we used to go to where there's thousands of people.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that.
What was that one? Because we had the producer, I think, or one of the actors on the show here. I think it's on the show. My brother Langston.
Oh, okay.
Black Ensemble Theater.
Yes. Yes.
Talk about Black Ensemble Theater.
Oh, she's got Jackie Taylor is amazing. And now the other theater on the south side is open too now.
ETA
where they're teaching. Yeah. They do a lot of education for the children.
Jonah show, because he, I was named his play Through Their Eyes, and I want to see that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about plays is so interesting,
mm-hmm.
and you really draw so much on the actors because, I mean, they have to make up for special effects that are not there in movies. You know, so everything comes from the energy of the actor.
Yeah.
Which makes it.
And the writer-producer. I think about Jackie Taylor. And the first play I saw of her was The Other Cinderella when she was at on Beacon. Way back. And I'm like, oh. And ever since then, I've been amazed at that. I'm sorry, Chevy, were you saying something?
No.
Oh, okay.
And you know the ensemble. I didn't know what that meant earlier, and I found out later. I don't know why they don't. It just means a small cast. So you have every actor is playing all these different roles, and that's what's really challenging. Because I mean, you have to, you know, change roles and be this person, change roles and be that person, change roles and be somebody else. So that takes a whole lot of talent, a whole lot of good directing, or being able to produce and pull together a small cast and tell a big story.
Yes. And ETA, I've been going to ETA for a long time. They do a lot of fundraising, and it's really affordable. And they still are doing the fundraising, and they have the children's theater on certain days.
Mm-hmm.
They have, of course, senior days. But they are really putting together another, every year, they have another cast that comes out and just works with everybody and being so personable. There's another new theater on the south side where there's a couple of them. I tell you, there are so many theaters in Chicago alone. Small, there are over 100 small theaters in Chicago, in the Beverly area. You know, we have a theater right here. There's another one that is right 115th and Vincennes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So theaters are everywhere. Now, there is a free, even some of them are free. Just come on out and see. Now, they're not, you know, blue star, but as Stephanie was saying, you know, we're getting it in where we can fit in, and we're all doing what we can do, and we're just enjoying life.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think that's pretty special when you can go to a show and just enjoy the local culture. Now, I tell you what was really interesting. Shen Yun. That is,
yes.
Right, it was phenomenal. You think it's that we went for my birthday?
Yes.
I just learned so much about the whole history of that and what the dance performances meant and what was happening politically in China that they were making a statement about and the fact that it was banned in China. I'm like, ooh.
Now, was that at the theater? Did you go to the theater at the college?
Where was that at? It was on the north side.
On the north side. I know it showed at the college, and I like that the college does performances and whatnot. And Navy Pier. I think it was at Navy Pier, too.
Yeah.
Navy Pier has a nice theater.
Yeah, what theater it went to? It wasn't a big theater, but it was.
Okay.
It was a nice theater, though. I'm trying to think of where it was. I should know. It's terrible.
That's why you got to keep the pay bill.
I save everything. I save pay bills. I save funeral programs. I save everything. Everything I go through, I save.
History. You know, Chevy and I were talking about history and how important history is playing and sharing. You know, that's how we get along, how we get around with history.
And another point that you have just touched on, which is so important, is getting those kids involved. I'm delighted to hear that they are not only encouraged to come, but maybe given freebies, because if you can hook those kids on theater, you got them for life.
Oh, yes.
You're building an audience for the future. And the theater is obviously, to me, a very, very important part of my life, and I think it should be of everybody's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I know we're about to, we've got to get out of here on the Blog Talk Radio. They're going to cut us off in a moment. Chevy, it was, such a blessing for you to join us today. Thank you so very much.
I've really enjoyed this.
I hope to have you back, and we'll be talking again. Oh, see, here they go. I've got to put on our ending music. Okay. Let me find it, and hold on. We can hold on just a moment, Chevy. I want you to have a blessed day and be safe in your travels.
Thank you so much.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci.
Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.